Czech hockey legend Jaromír Jágr is headed home after being placed on waivers by the Calgary Flames. The early return spells the end of his career in the National Hockey League, which he said himself was 99.9% his final season. Now he will play for his hometown team, HC Kladno. Jan Wellinger reports.
Most Czech hockey fans, or even hockey fans in general, probably would have wanted Jaromír Jágr's storied career in the NHL to end a little differently, with a proper send-off after a final game, even better had it been in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Unfortunately, the legendary player's last bid with the Calgary Flames was marred by injury. Just one season before, Jágr had played all 82 games with the Florida Panthers and had earned a respectable 40 points. 16 goals and 30 assists, not bad for a forward who was playing in the NHL when the rest of his teammates were either in nappies or not even born. Last autumn, Jágr was welcomed with great enthusiasm by Calgary Flames fans, including the Traveling Jags, dedicated to following the player from game to game wearing not only his jerseys, but wigs, celebrating his famous 1990s mullet. Somewhat prophetically, the player joked in an interview where he showed up unexpectedly to surprise his fans that if things didn't work out in Calgary, at least he'd stay for the party. Well, they didn't, and the party's over now, sooner than most had hoped. When the stats are added up, though, of course, nothing takes away from the fact that the player, who turns 46 in a fortnight, is a legend, one of the best to have ever played the game. Second only to the great one, Wayne Gretzky, on points, third on all-time goals, behind Gretzky and Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe. Profiles over the last 2 years by online publications and dailies such as the New York Times and 538 focused on the player's tireless work ethic and continued efforts to improve, something fans brought up in internet discussions as late as Monday. There were many out there hoping that another NHL team would still snap up number 68, not only for inspiration for younger players, but for his continuing power on the puck and danger when in the zone, near the goal, around the goal mouth. With the Flames in the 22 games he was healthy, Jágr never really found his scoring touch, though, as he had in Florida. With Calgary, he scored just one goal against fellow countryman Petr Mrázek in net for Detroit, and he said at the time, the first goal with any team was special. Who knew it would be the only one?
And he finds Gaudreau. 2-on-1 with Jágr. Gaudreau with Jágr.
In the same game against Detroit, Jágr assisted on Mark Jankowski's first-ever NHL goal, which rebounded off the player's leg into the net. But Jankowski said that for Jágr to have assisted was a moment he would never forget. One consolation is that while Jágr may be leaving the NHL, his fans know he isn't hanging up his skates yet. He's returning to his hometown Kladno outside of Prague to play for the local team, the Kladno Knights, or HC Kladno, a team where he is co-owner. Fans already welcoming him home online will be hoping to see him in action for at least a few more seasons, since he himself has joked before that he hoped to play until 50. Throughout it all, Jágr has maintained his humor. After the news was announced, he posted a comic photo vignette of him and his girlfriend Veronika Kopchevova talking on the phone. He tells her to pack her bags for Venice. And the joke is that the word for Venice in Czech is Benátky. She thinks they're headed for Italy, but he means Benátky nad Jizerou, a town in the Czech Republic, not far from Prague, where Kladno plays Saturday. Jágr's jokes and his trademark grin are so familiar, it seems they'll be missed in no time at all in the NHL.